بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: كان أخواني على أهل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وكان أحدهما يأتي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والآخر يحترف، فشكى المحترف أخاه للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: لعلك ترزق به. وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. This is the last chapter in this hadith of tawakkul and yaqeen, that is having full conviction on Allah tabaraka ta'ala, the akhirat, the system of Allah ta'ala which is working, and to trust on that fully. With regard to that, this last hadith, Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that there were two brothers in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of them used to come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be in the sohbat, in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and to learn deen from him. While the other one used to earn, he was busy with his trade, whatever work he was doing, the one brother used to earn, the other brother used to go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and stay in his company. Then this brother who was earning, he complained to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about his other brother who was not earning, but was just coming for the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to learn deen. So when he complained, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is most probable that you are being given your rozi because of him. The good work that he is doing, he is learning deen, he is coming in my company and he is benefiting from that. By the barakat of that, you are getting your rozi. So from here, ulama have written, like a person, it comes in fact clearly in the hadith, that even if a person is poor, his poverty must not keep him away from getting married. When he gets married, by the barakat of his wife, Allah will open his doors of rozi now. Now that he's responsible to see to her and he's getting married, that it's sunnah to protect himself from haram, then by the barakat of that, Allah opens the doors of rozi for him. And Allah will make him earn more, which will be sufficient for him and for his wife. And also this wrong complete concept in the world which has overtaken Muslims also, that we mustn't have plenty children, then how will we feed them? Each child comes with its own rozi, and Allah will give it to us through various means. We must not be afraid of that at all. As the same Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, I buried 120 children of mine with my own hands. And he never ever earned money. He never worked or he never earned. Allah made the means for him. And though he had so many children, in the same way, we must not also feel bad or think negative if there is a retarded child in the house, Down syndrome, anything. And we feel now that it's a burden, the child. And we have to spend more time, more money. And we have to hire somebody to look after the child. Or our time is going in looking after that child. In fact, by the barakat of that child, Allah gives us rozi. And Allah looks after us. So we must have that yaqeen also and that tawakkul also. And we have to realize a Muslim doesn't think like a non-Muslim. And unfortunately, we are overwhelmed with the non-Muslims, with their books, their literature, their news we follow, their on the social media, everything. And we have also begun thinking like them. It is completely wrong. A Muslim thinks, firstly, Allah is there in front of him, and Allah is a reality, and that yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala, and full tawakkul, and full trust on Allah Ta'ala and his system. So we must, in all our matters, we must see to Allah Ta'ala. Interest, non-Muslims will see that through that the economy runs. And we can get a lot of our work done by taking a loan from the bank, paying interest, etc. But a Muslim thinks completely different, that in interest Allah destroys our wealth in giving charity and spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And this is as clear as the sunshine at 12 o'clock in the day. A person who spends in the path of Allah, oh Allah opens the doors of ruzi for that person. And Allah gives him from sources he cannot imagine. Without him working in any way or having any hope, Allah gives him much, much more than what he should have worked for. So by giving charity, and Allah also, besides giving him, Allah saves him from such expenses which otherwise he would have earned so much. For example, a person is earning a lot, but he's not giving charity. Then a certain illness comes for him, for any member in the family, and he spends millions on that in that case. Or some other court case comes, just defending himself. He was not in the wrong in anything. Now just defending himself, he has to still pay the lawyers, etc. And exorbitant fees he has to pay. But if he gives charity, Allah saves from all that also. So a Muslim thinks according to his iman, keeping Allah Ta'ala in mind, akhirat in mind. But unfortunately, we are so overtaken by the non-Muslims, their economy, we go and study their economy. We go to universities to become accountants, and their system of their commercial life, we study all that, their banking system, and we don't pay any attention to the Islamic the way. And what Allah Ta'ala has to say, anything we do, whether it is going for a holiday, we think according to them. We will book how they will book, etc. Everything we do according to them. We have to bring an Islamic way, and what is relevant here is that we should have yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala, that Allah is there, and whatever Allah has said in the Quran Sharif, yamhakullahu riba wa yurbi sadaqat, Allah destroys interest and Allah increases charity when a person gives charity. Everything a person does according to deen, and that is how a Muslim must think. So we must have that full yaqeen also, and we must have our full trust in Allah Ta'ala also. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.